You ever heard of anything that was like that? That wasn't the barn and wasn't in haystack, but it just had a roof and some poles holding it up. Well, that's not even, that doesn't really.
Well, I don't.
You've never heard of anything like that. When you first cut the hay, what do you do with it? Do you know any names for the small piles of hay that are raked up in the field before you stack it?
Well, they called them windrows.
Oh, I've never heard that before. That's windrows.
Yeah, they rake and dump it in a straight row.
And then they...
From both sides, you see, and then they
loaded
it or baled it.
And those were windrows.
Mm. Well, now they rake it and bale it all with the same machine.
And where do you keep your cows?
Pasture.
And if you kept them in a special shelter when it was raining, well, you don't. Do you have anything like that that they might stand under when it's raining?
Well, we have a shed on the barn.
What do you call a place where you would keep horses?
Well, we always said the mule barn, or the horse barn, and the cow barn possibly was in the same building, but it opened out on a different side.
Oh, it did. They fenced in an area.
Had a cow. The mule lot was back of the barn, and the cow lot was on the side.
Huh.
And cows entered from the shed side.
And the mules.
Mules came in from the hall of the barn.
Oh, from the middle.
The barn had a hall that you could drive a wagon through to unload your hay. Into the loft, a fodder.
And then the cows came in from the outside,
a big shed on the side of our barn.
I see.
And the cows came in
from that side.
The shed.
I didn't know that. Besides the barn, did you ever have a place where you could milk the cows outside?
Yes, we had cow troughs in the cow lot. And we could feed the cows and milk.
And you called it
a lot, cow lot.
Cow lot.
L-O-T.
Where do you keep your, would you keep your hogs and pens?
Well, we have had hog pastures with rail fences around.
Well now, how did they were just a rail enclosed with, a little place enclosed with.
Yes.
Did this have a shelter or was it open?
It was open. But when we got ready to fatten the hogs, we put them in what we called hog pens and kept them confined in a small pen. And
now what was the other place called? A lot, and then you put them in a small pen.
Mm-hmm.
What other meanings does the word, I'm getting ahead of myself. Where did people keep their milk and butter before the days of the refrigerator? Did you have special place that you're...
Well, we have kept the butter, let it down in the well in a bucket or something, wrap it in butter paper, and we'd let it down in the well to cool it. And you usually churned every day, and what buttermilk you had left over, you poured out to the pigs and pets.
Did you have a stream or a spring nearby that you could put things in?
No, we never did.
And there wasn't any place in the house or other than just in the well?
Well, when milk was milked, we'd have a tub of water, put it in milk pitchers and set these pitchers, tie cloths over, and set these pitchers in a tub of water to cool the milk.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got through churning, you drew fresh water and put the buttermilk. So you'd have cool buttermilk for dinner.
Mm. That was a lot of work, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Well, have you ever, what is the place that they